This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you back a returning guest, but it's been a little while. It's been over a year. We're talking about Find It. You can find them on the OTC market under the ticker symbol FDIT. And what I really like about this company is that they're like, they do a social media campaign management interactive search engine platform. And what that does, it provides members the ability to post, share, and manage their content. And with us today is the marketing director of the company, going to bring us up to speed, is Peter Tostow. Peter, welcome to the show.
Hi, Everett. Thank you very much. Yeah, this is Peter Tostow over at Find It. I appreciate you having us back on, Everett, and looking forward to getting everyone updated.
You know, I know you guys are kind of in pre-revenues right now, but what is the revenue opportunity now that you guys are about to ramp things up?
Well, at this time, Everett, we have been generating revenues for several years, but we have not been really where we want to be. So with the opportunities now that we have a lot of the tools in place and built out, Everett, the situation with this type of company is it is so scalable. I honestly don't know what they could be. So I'll give you an example. We have findit.com, and we sell vanity URLs on Find It, which gives someone a unique Find It address. So a lot of companies right now, or a lot of individuals, are going out and they're setting up a Wix website, a Squarespace website, a WordPress website. And then they have to build the website. They got to get a domain name, and they have to have someone, you know, build out the site.
Absolutely.
So they can literally create a free Find It site. And in the Find It site, we give you an about page, a contact page. We give you the opportunity to do status updates. You can create picture galleries. You can upload videos. You can have people interact with you and be friends with you on Find It. So we give you all these tools immediately, as soon as you create your account. So the revenue stream is every person that wants to have a unique vanity URL on Find It. So let's say you wanted to have findit.com/I sell cars. That's $79 for the year. Now, we have clients and members on the site that have 15 and 20 of these because they're targeting certain locations and certain services. So we have a flooring company who does carpeting, tile, luxury vinyl, flooring, and hardwood floors. So he has each of those URLs, and then he has them in the towns that he's targeting. So Atlanta, Marietta, Sandy Springs. And this happens with other contractors and other business owners that we deal with. So imagine that you have 1 million people that in the world that want to have a vanity URL on Find It, and they give us $79 a year. That would be $79 million.
Wow.
Now, we're not doing anything close to that right now. But our cost to do that is servers. It's minimal. People would go in, they would buy the vanity URL for themselves, they would create their own content on Find It and post it. So that's one of the revenue opportunities. The other revenue opportunity is Find It Prime, which is a premium version of the vanity URL where we give members the opportunity for $99 to get a vanity URL. They can do 4 press releases through Find It. They can submit as many URLs that they want to have indexed and Find It into Find It. And then we do a promoted post to them through our social media accounts, which gets them some following. But in addition to that, Everett, they get a 50% discount on those same services for the year. So again, if someone wanted to have 20 vanity URLs because they're a real estate agent or they have multiple locations that they want to target and that they want to market individually, the numbers can go up dramatically. So if we had 1 million people that bought Find It Prime, it's $99 million. And the cost for people to buy that is our merchant processing fee, which is, let's call it 3%. And then our hosting fees with AWS, which we can scale up based on membership. And then the other revenue stream that we have, Everett, and me and you spoke about it, is we do provide online marketing services. So we have clients that hire us and engage us where we manage their find it sites, and we create content for them, press releases, blogs, social media sharing. And that's a very good revenue stream. It's labor, but it's a good revenue stream.
So let me ask you this. If I'm listening to this interview in my house and my wife and I own a business or a service and we want to really get more customers, how would we contact you, or how would we contact your company to employ you, if you will?
Sure. So if someone wanted to hire Findit, we do answer the phones in the evenings. They sometimes go to voicemail, but we do forward the phone. So people are engaged and we answer the phone. So they would call us at 404-443-3224, or they can go to find it, or they can email me, peter@findit.com. And if they want to engage us, we would just go over with them, what's your target area that you're looking to saturate and market and take over search results in? Because the outcome of using the Findit platform in the way that we're discussing is, because it's an open platform, Google, Yahoo, Bing, and other search engines crawl the content that the members put on Findit, and then they index those that content into the search engines, into Google. So if you're searching for, an example, Savannah structural repairs, so if you need structural repairs in Savannah, Georgia, and you do a search for Savannah structural repairs, you're going to see Findit member American Craftsman Renovations in Google on page one, and more than likely they'll have 8 to all of the search results on page one. Now, it doesn't always work that way, but for that particular term that we're going after, it did. So that's the outcome of doing it.
I realize how members benefit from your platform, so I just want to make sure that I'm clear on this. If I come to Findit and I want to use your platform, I don't need to know Java or WordPress or anything like that. I can actually put a site up on your site by you giving me the tools. Is that correct?
Yeah, imagine it like it's a shopping mall. You go in, you go to a shopping mall. You don't need to build the building. The space is there. And what we do is we give you all of the content verticals in the Findit site. So when you join Findit for free, you already have the about page, the picture page, the news page, the audio page, the contact page, the web address page if you want to drive them to another website. All of that's there. All you need to do is type in the information that you want to have posted, and you need to upload pictures if you want pictures in the site. And that's basically, you browse your pictures that you have on your computer, your desktop, or your laptop, and you put them in, or on your mobile device. And you can literally build out the Findit page, the Findit site. And you can run Google AdWords and point them to the Findit site. There's no hosting fees.
That's awesome.
There's no additional fees. And the content can be shared from your Findit site to Facebook, to Twitter, to LinkedIn, to Pinterest, to Google+, to Tumblr. There's about 80 other sites that we link up to through the Share This tool, that not only can you share the content that you post, but any visitor that comes to your site without being a member, without logging in, can share the content that you put up as well. So it's definitely a little different than other social media sites, where we do engage those other social sites so you can take advantage of, you know, your other content that you want shared to those platforms and get more engagements and more sharing.
The company that we're highlighting today is Findit, Inc. You can find them on the OTC market under the ticker symbol FDIT. I feel that they're undervalued here, around 1.5 to under 2 cents a share. Let me ask you this, Peter, while I got you on the line. Upcoming rollouts, I saw a little bit the other day about music interviews. What's that all about?
So we have been revamping the site so that the design and the layout is much more functional, easier for people to navigate, but also engaging for people that visit the site to stay on it longer. So a couple of the new updates that we just rolled out, and we need to announce them, is we just revamped audio. So music is in audio. We're going to be adding podcasts and interviews so that people can upload podcasts into their Findit sites, or musicians could upload music. So that's one of the areas that we're doing. The other area that we just updated, because on mobile it needed an update. Let's face it, it didn't look clean. We just updated the Right Now status update feature. And we're still working out some glitches as we speak. There's some updates that the designers and the programmers are working on literally right now. But we're already seeing an increase in traffic since we put it up, and our Alexa ranking, since we announced it the other day, has already dropped even more. Another 5,000 spots, I think, globally, and another 1,000 spots in the United States in the past 2 days. And these are after these changes are taking place. So those are the two most recent rollouts. Now, the big rollout is we currently have an app in Apple and in Google. And it's a web-based app, and it functions, and it works well, and it's okay. But we've been building out a new native app. And the native app is going to have some incredible features where if you go back to the congressional hearings a couple of months ago with Facebook and the data breaches and how they were selling data, and Lindsey Graham was asking a question, you know, are there companies out there who don't sell data? And I'm not quoting verbatim, but I'm not sure if Mark Zuckerberg was clear on his answer. But we do not sell data at this time. So one of the things that we're going to be implementing in Find It with the new app is the ability for people to decide who do they want to share their posts in Find It with. Followers, do they want Google to be able to crawl their post and index it? Do they want only certain people to be able to see it? So they'll be able to designate the level of exposure that they want through Find It on their Find It post when the new app comes out.
You have an amazing company there, Peter. I want to thank you for coming on the show today. Only thing I ask is that you don't wait a year this time to come back on the next show.
Well, I think that we're going to be engaging you guys for a while and building up the story and letting people know on a much more regular basis what we're doing over here. We're at a point now, Everett, that we have a lot of information. We're very confident in what the platform's doing. We've produced tangible results for a lot of members that we can point to now. So with this proven track record, we'll be on regularly.
If you know somebody that owns a business or you own a business yourself, I think you owe it to yourself and your friends to take a look at Find It, Inc. You'll find them at findit.com. You also, if you're interested in investing into the company, they're trading a little bit under 2 cents a share. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol FDIT. Peter, thanks for coming on the show. I wish you nothing but continued success.
Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.